From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing the U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. The immediate source of the dispute is the refusal of U.S.-backed rebel factions to withdraw 500 meters from a key route into insurgent-controlled parts of Aleppo. Rebel commanders say they want Syrian army and foreign Shiite militia to pull back, too. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching Aleppo. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go, but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Special Envoy Jan Eglin told reporters in Geneva he hopes deliveries can be made to Aleppo on Friday. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and the Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting sanctions unilaterally. Journalists from Hong Kong said they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the crackdown on protesters in the village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Ming Pao both reported their employees were assaulted and detained Wednesday while attempting to interview villagers. This is VOA News. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the EU. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and tasks they face. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after several days recuperating from pneumonia. Clinton headed to North Carolina, a closely contested state important to both major candidates. Clinton's Republican challenger Donald Trump is questioning whether Clinton will be able to hold up under the pressure of upcoming debates. Trump's campaign released results from a physical exam he had last week, suggesting that Trump, but not Clinton, could withstand the rigors of a presidential contest. National public opinion polls continue to show Trump edging closer to Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average of polls now shows her with a 1.8-point advantage. A New York Times CBS poll of likely voters shows her with a 46-44% lead, but the news organizations say that in a four-way race with two other candidates, Trump and Clinton are deadlocked at 42% each. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protected areas around the world. Mr. Obama announced Wednesday that he has established the first national marine monument in the Atlantic Ocean, the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument, off the coast of the state of Massachusetts. Kerry returned to the topic in his opening remarks Thursday, telling delegates, "We need to make sure no patch of ocean is beyond the law." Consumer demand, the thing that drives most U.S. economic activity, slowed a bit in August. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month, according to data released Thursday by the Commerce Department. Analysts say sales of autos, building material, and furniture declined. The slowdown in consumer demand may reduce the chance that the central bank will increase interest rates next week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.